Looking for the latest trendy styles and home remedies in this weird world? Now there's a place for all your needs. Whoop, the lifestyle brand by Weird Al Yankovic. Whether you're in the need for a $100 accordion-shaped pumice stone or just a $50 massage spatula, Whoop.com is the place for all your needs. Whoop.com, money for nothing and Beverly Hillbillies.
Wait in line, take a number, thanks for calling, who loves you, baby, don't forget to read the fine print, say the checks in the mail, hey! You're beautiful, don't ever change.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah! What do we got today, Charlie?
The check is in the mail. Are the checks in the mail?
I don't know. I hope the check's in the mail. I haven't gotten paid yet for this at all.
Oh, well, you know, it's in the mail.
Okay, yep. I'm waiting.
Yep, snail mail.
You promised me big money for this. Yeah. I mean, I've put a lot of time and effort into this.
No PayPal or,
all right.
or that cash app that you have on your phone.
I don't have anything like that on my
phone. Oh, okay. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Anyways, checks in the mail.
Yep, first CD. First CD.
First album.
Yeah. 1983. Although there's a demo and I heard it online, it's a little different. It's some people actually like it a little bit more. It's just slightly less produced, I guess, or something like that.
The lyrics are different. I don't think.
No, same thing. And it's from 1982.
Okay.
And in that, Tim Mata plays bass.
Okay.
Yeah. He also plays bass in Pac-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Exactly.
Cool.
So some fun stuff. Not a lot to talk about with this.
Really?
Really?
Like, all right, bye-bye.
No, but I mean like...
Oh, there is
like,
something.
There's
okay.
no research. Like, I did research, uh-huh. and I can't really find anything.
Well, it's really not like any kind of obvious style parody. It's a true original, I think. I mean, unless it's something like, I just, no clue. But this is one of those I kind of thought was a little bit Steve Martin-y as well, but I think a lot of that first album kind of has the influence. I think he was just a big fan.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as obvious, you know, as others. But,
Well, let's talk. I did a little bit of research, but didn't come up with anything. But I did go to NathanRabin.com.
Uh-huh.
That's NathanRabin.com. And he does this daily Weird Al song talk about thing, I guess.
Okay.
I haven't really run into him too often, but this is the one that, since there was nothing else,
right.
I checked it out. He did that. He did this song earlier this year, actually.
Oh, okay.
And he sort of says that two things. One is this reminds him of like a Paul McCartney song, sort of like the kind of Paul McCartney song that like Paul McCartney would write just to make John Lennon angry.
Okay.
Okay. However, he also feels like it sort of has the same feeling as You Know My Name, Look Up My Number, but that one's written by John. Huh. So it's this weird combination of the two
of
those things.
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't really know much of solo stuff from McCartney.
No. So, I don't think it's solo stuff. Stuff.
So he'd write for the Beatles.
All those like old time, like they would call them like old timey music or grandma's music kind of feels. Where he would write a song that feels like it was more in like the 40s or the 50s.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then John would hate that.
Okay.
So he's compared it to both of those things. He claims that Derringer played uke and banjo in this.
Okay, I could maybe,
but that wasn't on the Weird Al's website. So
he found it somewhere else.
Maybe.
Ah, well, there's, actually, you know, there's something out there.
Yeah. Like, so overall, it's basically just sort of it reminds me a lot of like Mission Statement.
Only
Mission Statement is more buzzwordy, and this is more. Has more of a purpose than that. Like, there's a little bit more of a story in this one than Mission Statement.
I think this is a lot, you know, with his experience trying to get a record deal.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just like what he goes through. Like, this is the kind of creeps you deal with in Hollywood and into the record industry, you know, both, I guess. And that's just kind of what he was going through. And he met these kind of people and, you know, it was kind of like the thing in LA back then. People like this, like, hey, you know, let's do lunch. You know, we'll talk business. It's business smarmy, you know, don't care about you at all. It is just about the money kind of culture.
Oh, exactly. And it's
it's
all very much cliches from that time period.
Lots of just businessman cliches.
And stuff, and especially cliches that are like things that they say that don't actually either hold anything or are right. actual lies.
Exactly, yes. It's just platitudes and just stuff to say to get away from someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, hey, see ya, baby. Looking good. Checks in the mail. Let's do lunch. See
and
ya.
The quickness with which he like sits down and is like, hey, we're having lunch. Oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. It's just you can see this guy just like sleazing up to you at the table and, you know, oh, we're supposed to have lunch today. Hey, I gotta go. I'll leave a message on your machine. My girl will call your girl. Hey, see you later. Bye. Yeah. It's been great. Love you, baby. Just what? Where supposed to? Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Haven't even got my drink yet. That's yeah. just the feeling of this. Yeah, this creepy guy.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's what the song is, yeah. kind of. I mean,
basically, that's it. Yeah. And I've always liked the attitude of this song. And like I said, it's just smarmy and greasy. And you hate this guy, but you know this guy. And just, I find it a very amusing song. And it's a good take on that, you know, culture.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it also feels very much like the love song that we talked about previously from the same album, where it's like not good enough for now, but the other one, the one about the ex-girlfriend's boyfriend.
Such a groovy guy. Like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't think of that either. My brain, both of our brains just shut off at the same time. We're sitting here looking at each other in blank stare. Like, what's the name of the song? I couldn't think of it either when I just said, you know, Steve Martin song. Such a groovy guy. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. The other Steve Martin song.
Yes, I really think these songs are similar in spirit, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And almost to the point where you're kind of like glad that he kind of got away from this, because I feel like it's such a spirit of Steve Martin that you're yes. like, it's almost like when a comedian starts telling jokes, the first several sets that they do kind of, they try to feel like their favorite comedian kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's not till they like find their own voice that they actually can go yes. on and move on and actually become something themselves.
Yep.
If he just stuck with this, like, sort of a Steve Allen attitude kind of
Martin. Steve Allen too. Yeah. Steve Martin,
the Steve Martin attitude. Then I don't think he would have become who he's become.
I agree. And yeah,
it's sort of like elementary school work uh-huh. in a weird way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Happy Birthday also has the same feeling.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff in that first album that's kind of like this type of,
but yeah. Happy Birthday at least has that like weird, dark apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Thing, that would remain with Weird Al. Whereas yes. this is just sort of, he's almost biting his style
yes.
in a weird way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I agree. Lots of times get these two songs mixed up. Such yeah. a groovy guy and, you know, Checks in the Mail. So, yeah, they're similar, but I like them both. I really do. I mean, yeah, you're right. It's definitely heavily influenced by other people. It's not really his voice yet. But for the first album, it's really good. It's what he was going for.
It's fun. You know? Yeah. It's also a subtler, funny song. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not laugh out loud funny.
Right.
It's sort of like,
it's character funny.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, he's not really saying anything funny. It's just the combination of all the things he's saying and the way he's saying it is funny.
Yeah.
It's very much that a quirky, odd character-driven comedy in this one.
Yeah. Exactly. And we could go into lyrics, and we'll pick our favorites, but like uh-huh. the lyrics themselves are pretty straight up
right.
thing, cliche.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't add to it that much.
He's agreed.
Just, it's almost like he took dictation of actual like meetings he had, and he just wrote down
right.
all the things and then put them into a song.
Well, I think both of our favorite lyrics are going to be the ones that are kind of away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you just go for it right
go
now?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, mine has always been, I'm proud to say you're not the only critic of mine. So if you want to sue me, I'm afraid you're going to have to get in line, take a number. Thanks for calling. Who loves you, baby? Don't forget to read the fine print.
Yep. And that's sort of in a, that builds a little bit of the character, yeah. which is nice. And then like Fine Print is like another,
mm-hmm. yeah, read
it kind
fine
of
print.
A yep. level farther away from the rest of his stuff, I think, mm-hmm. because I don't know. It's just,
you know, he dealt with that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then mine is the favorite that is like the universal favorite of this song.
Well, I'm sorry.
Which is, the check's in the mail. Hey, you're beautiful. Don't ever change. You know what I mean? Why don't you leave a message with my girl and I'll have lunch with your machine.
Yes. The mixing up of his.
The mixing up. Yeah, where this is where there's a little bit of debate. It's like, is he so frustrated that he's mixing it up? Or is it, I like to think that the guy is trying to leave so quickly
yeah.
that he forgets what his lines are.
Exactly. He's just so like, yeah, I'm just saying this stuff anyway, and I'm not really paying attention to what I'm even saying anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he just rattles something off and goes, and then maybe later he'll be like, wait a minute.
Did I say that in reverse?
Ah, who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
I'm away from that guy. I'm in my Ferrari now, driving down Sunset Boulevard.
With my toupee.
My toupee blowing in the wind, going to the Capitol Records building. Why not? You sure. Have lunch at the Bonaventure. It's very California.
Very California. You take the 405.
Yeah.
What is it?
What are you doing?
The one mention on Weird Al's website of this song is that in an Ask Al, somebody asks him, who is that woman laughing at the end of the song?
Right.
The answer is, it's Weird Al.
Wait, what?
Yep. Weird Al said that it was him laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He just had a girly laughter.
Apparently.
Like, this is such a silly song, I'm going to laugh, and I guess they just had to keep it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
So, fun for that.
This is the one that ends with the applause also, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's what... If you get a chance, check out that demo from 1982. Just type in the Checks in the Mail demo 1982.
Okay.
I think it will go... I'm talking to...
I'm listening too. I'm a listener. I'm right here listening.
Listen to me.
And the listener, you do that as well, not just me.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Walter ever was one of those California guys.
I think he's Midwestern.
Oh, okay.
Why, do you want to bring him in?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Last time Orson kind of left some stuff on the floor.
What about Walter?
Right.
Either one of them.
We haven't talked to Walter in a long time.
Well.
So.
Anyways, one of them. Okay, I'll leave them alone. I don't think they're Californian, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good.
Probably for everybody.
Bring them in here, yeah.
They probably live longer being Midwestern.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they had more heart attacks in the Midwest.
Well, it depends how much cheesy.
That's true. Yeah. Yes, I'm saying cheese keeps you alive longer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't know that. I thought avocado toast made you live longer.
Oh, bean now sprouts. That's what does.
Bean sprouts.
But back when Orson was around.
He's dead?
Well, no. But
you know something I don't know? Has Orson died and you haven't told me?
I'm keeping that a secret for a while.
Oh, man.
We're going to talk about that on our 50th anniversary. Our
50th anniversary? Yeah. How long are we going to do these?
A long time.
Oh, man.
You know how many songs there are?
Yeah.
Wait till we get into the songs that weren't released.
Oh, wait. This, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh.
So that's the end of this episode.
Is it?
Honestly.
We haven't done a rating yet.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can do ratings.
Jeez. How about 1 to 5 machines or my girls?
Machines.
Machines, yeah. 1 to 5 machines. Oh, we could do machines. Orson, we get in here to tell people what machines are. I don't think the kids know what he means by leave a message on my machine.
We know what an answering
machine
is.
They don't know. All right, I'll let them sleep. It was an answering machine for you. It's like voicemail before there was actual voicemail on your phone. It was
back
a separate
machine.
Yes, you would call people, not text them, and you'd have to wait for the beep, you know, like you do on an automated system. But you had tape in it, and you had to rewind it. Or you could fast forward it as well. That was not a turkey. It was fast forwarding and rewinding. Anyways.
Your fast forward and your rewind are the same?
Yeah.
Okay. See?
Yeah,
it's
there
different.
You go. It's a little
different.
Bit different. Anyways, between 1 and 5 machines, what do you give this one, Charlie?
Oh, it's 2.
2 what?
2 machines.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it's too difficult. It's too
No.
Great.
T-W-O.
Oh.
It's 2.
Wait. Okay.
I mean, it's fun, but it's not mind-blowing. It's
okay.
Not...
Yeah. I enjoy the song. Yeah, it's nothing I'm going to listen to again and again, but I always smile when I'm listening to it. I'm going to give it a little bit more. I'm going to give it 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right in the middle. Mid-ground for Checks in the Mail. And who doesn't get happy when the check is in the mail?
Everybody gets happy when
now
the
they
check's
have, like,
in the mail.
You get your auto credit or...
Yeah, mail?
No, I mean, it just doesn't go with the mail anymore. You don't get a check. You get your payment through the, you know, internet, and it's just right to your bank account.
Okay.
No one gets checks in the mails anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Sorry. Your Vimo payment is in
in your account
Q
already?
Line? I don't know.
No, it's not in your account. Yeah. It's, I don't know. Our server is frozen.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sorry, there was a server froze, and I can't pay you.
Yeah.
If you want to pay us, call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-729-3473.
And leave your bank routing number?
Yeah, that'd
pay
be
us
great.
That
yeah,
way?
Sure, that'd be
sure.
Perfect. That'd be
if
good.
If you want to do that and you want to pay us, why not? Go for it.
We're allyankovics@gmail.com, as well as We're All Yankovics on Instagram. And Steve has actually started doing a little bit more with at Wendell Yankovic.
Yes.
That's WendellYankovich.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
I'm trying to get some people up there. I'm doing content every day. I'm catching people up with our podcast. I'm putting, you know, pictures and stuff. I'm trying to get a Twitter presence.
That's the thing.
We have a whopping 4 followers right now.
Yes.
So, yes, by the time you listen to this, hopefully I've doubled that.
You've quadrupled what I had. So
yes, I have.
That's great.
Wow, you had 1?
Yeah, I also could do math quicker
than
you.
I think it was you.
There you go. There you go.
So there we go.
We're also looking for information about the tour. Like, if you're going to go to the tour, we want to make sure we have somebody like in every city who can like
update us.
Take notes.
Yes.
You know, tell us what the playlist is, because they're all going to be different.
Uh-huh.
As well as any insights to any of the stories he tells, because
right.
Hopefully we'll get some stories that we've never heard before.
I hope so, yeah.
Because he does have this bank of stories that he tells on podcasts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I really want to know the ones that we haven't heard before.
Yeah.
So if you're going to these concerts, make sure you take a note or something, and then just call us up and be like, hey, I was at the Burbank concert last week,
yeah.
And he talked about the checks in the mail. He
yeah,
said
why not?
Blah, 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 blah. And then we're like, oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, why not?
A little bit of an
you don't have
history
to,
kind of thing.
You can take mental notes. You don't really have to be there with a pen
and
paper.
Hey, you got a phone. Just
or
get
a phone.
It out. Blah, 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 blah,
well, no, blah, blah. No phones. We all got cell phones. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it go?
Let it
we
go.
We all got cell phones. Come on.
You know. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, whatever. He doesn't want you to use your cell phones during the concert. Come on.
We talked about that a couple weeks
ago. We did. I forgot the line, but no. Take mental notes, or, you know, just let us know what your favorite part of the concert is. You know, like he said, any cool stories, any antidotes, whatever.
Antidotes?
Antidotes. Yeah,
yeah,
if he poisons you, we need to know the antidote. I always say antidotes. I have one word that's really hard for me to pronounce, okay, Charlie?
Okay, this podcast is now 5 minutes longer than it probably should have been. So we're going to leave you with that.
Money's worth.
Check in with us in a couple of days, and we'll have another episode.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. But I lie to you.